chair of the expert mechanism. Madam, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. So thank you for all your comments, remarks, for your support. And I acknowledge some specific focus that you mentioned. Of course, inequality, poverty, Agenda 2030, and the necessity to mainstream right to development beyond the human rights circles. And the special rapporteur mentioned a lot of issues that can be done in order to extend and to multiply the capacity to really increase the comprehension, but also the understanding and the mainstreaming of a right to development, not only as a normative issue, but also as a political issue. And I would also add to what just the special rapporteur said, it's important to support all the capacity to bridge the position of various states in order to really help and contribute to a political agreement and not just a normative agreement. I would like also to mention the fact that the expert mechanism on right to development starts as well a newsletter, which is every 3 months in order to inform about the studies and inform about all action that each expert in the expert mechanism is taken everywhere where he is or where she is in the world, in addition to the study visits, which are a little bit in difficulties regarding the liquidity crisis. You mentioned, some of you, all aspects, and the special rapporteur also mentioned that the debt issue and all the relationship between climate change, but also climate finance. And I would like to insist on that. It's really complementary with what is done by the special rapporteur. It's important in the study that the expert mechanism will work on. It's also how we can identify all new mechanisms which are related to, for instance, debt swap, climate debt swap, all the special drawing rights and all issues which are discussed within the IMF in order to really link climate finance and debt issue. It requires also a de-risking of investment, which is, of course, key for a lot of countries if they would like to really go within the transition and the ecological transition or industrial ecological transition. We have had in New York a very interesting discussion also with the representative of the IMF. He was in the discussion, in order also with the representative of Barbados, representing all the small islands and all the specific vulnerabilities that Jamaica mentioned, which is not only a Jamaican one, but also for all the seats, which are in a very specific situation of vulnerability. And I hope that this discussion can help for also the Summit of the Future, which will take place soon, and which also include this aspect of reform of international financial architecture, which is, of course, a pact and not the solution. But I think that it's really important to highlight this aspect of the issues permanently in all circles, not only in these human rights circles, but also all the discussion around the Summit of the Future. Some countries ask, South Africa ask also, which are the next steps or the further steps. I would like to add to what the special rapporteur said, that we are working also, as I mentioned, on a study on individual and collective rights, which is also a misconception of the right to development, and trying to clarify these challenges, maybe with different interpretation, but because it's true that the normative issues are not an exact science, it's sometimes also interpreted. But it's important to put that on paper and trying to really gathering all the perspective on the difference between international and collective rights and how right to development is both, not just an individual one, but also a collective one. You mentioned biodiversity. Especially Iran mentioned that, and you insist on that. It's true that climate change and or climate finance or even just transition cannot be just a climate transition. It has to be as well a biodiversity transition or protection, because of course it's absolutely intrinsically linked, and it's impossible to address climate change without addressing biodiversity issue. And one of the issues that we are working, that we will working on in the expert mechanisms, is also related to how we can really remunerate ecosystems, which are ecosystems, biodiversity ecosystems, so rich in the soils, which have to be also identified as a capacity to contribute to the climate change. Finally, Colombia mentioned a lot of things related to tax justice and future generation. I would add to what you said, Excellency, it's also the social summit which will follow the summit of the future, which is also very important related to labor, decent job, and capacity to really work on social issues related to labor, and ILO is really engaged on that. I would also highlight the fact that you mentioned corruption. Corruption is also an issue related to governance, which is very important. And that also the Summit of the Future will address. Finally, on Palestine, of course, I can just acknowledge what you said about the tragic situation in Gaza, that's for sure. And I hope that your voice could be heard enough in order to really address what is happening there, which is, of course, a very, very, a very tragic situation, and which has also to be addressed regarding political solution, but also regarding peace and impunity problem. Finally, APG 33, thank you for your permanent support. I also agree on the bottom-up perspective. That's exactly what my colleague Bonnie Ibao would like to do with his study on just transition. It's related really to what is happening and what is really coming from the bottom, from the ground. And last issue, it's important to develop the mainstreaming of right to development within the UN agencies. I'm really surprised that a lot of them, of course, maybe know what that the declaration was taken 30 years ago, but no more than that. And I think that a lot of things can be done in order to mainstream within the UN system and within the UN agencies more about this right to development implementation and how they can contribute through their programs to the implementation of this right to development. So thank you for your support. Thank you for all what can be done together. And I'm also in town for the next days, also open to discuss with all stakeholders, member states or NGOs willing to engage with the expert mechanism. Thank you.